We have so many people that we need to be thankful for. So many people we should be grateful to. Well, anyway, you get the idea. Now, more than ever, we need to be thankful for the worldwide community in which we live. Now, what about our faith community, as well as this local church community? Have you ever thanked the staff of this church for all that they do? How about your team leaders? How about your small group leaders? How about all of the volunteers that make this church the powerhouse that it is? Our Sunday school teachers, our ushers, our greeters, our bulletin stuffers, our kids' corner storytellers, and on and on and on. Folks, if you're the person who comes in and warms a pew on Sunday morning, you're not getting the whole picture. It takes lots of people to run a church. Have you been grateful for them here lately? How about the praise team, the choir, the pianists, the organists, for the joy they bring to our worship service? You ever thank them? We have so much to be grateful for here at First Church. So much to be grateful for. We are changing lives, praise God, in this community. I like to say God is changing lives because of our yes to God in this community. Parents, have you thanked your youth for being such great kids? And youth, have you thanked your parents for caring and providing for you? You know, in our generation, even my generation, I didn't even have to be born. And you didn't either. Have you ever thanked mom and dad for keeping you? I mean, that is kind of funny, but seriously, think about it. The way things are now, we could have been killed before we were born. Have you ever thanked mom and dad for keeping you? Have you ever thanked mom and dad for feeding you? For clothing you? Probably for giving way more than you or I ever deserve. When's the last time you've thanked your kids for being the awesome kids that they are? Mistakes and warts and all. You see, we are so dependent upon each other, and yet we forget sometimes to appreciate and have an attitude of gratitude towards each other. Isn't it so easy to say, oh man, that was just awful today, wasn't it? Instead of walking up to that person and saying, man, that is so awesome. Thank you so much for doing this or doing that or whatever it was. You changed my life. And you see, in that comment, guess whose life is actually being changed? Yours. Well, what about gratitude towards God? Do you know that one word, or what one word expresses, if I could speak, the nature of biblical faith more than any other? Do you know what that one word is? Anybody want to guess in this week? Thanksgiving. Gratitude. That's the one word that expresses the nature of biblical faith more than any other. Gratitude. Gratitude. Thanksgiving. Toward God that is motivated by faith. Throughout the Bible, it's stated and restated. I'm not going to read these, but if you want to write them down, you're more than welcome to. There's hundreds and hundreds of these. The 54th Psalm, verse 6. Psalm 54, 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2. The entire 100th Psalm. Romans 1, 8. Ephesians 5, 4. Of course, the scripture we're doing today, Revelation 7, 12, it is throughout the Bible giving thanks to God. They're not pious prayers. They're simple, conversational prayers saying, remember, give thanks to God, or I give thanks to God for all that I have. Gratitude lay at the heart of biblical faith because it formed and forms the only proper response. the only proper response. Do you know what it's in response to? Someone came to earth and died on the cross for our eternal soul. Who is that? Jesus.